enter. Only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeets?
Can You Beat Jeets is brought to you by Palace Law. Let's get you a playing partner this morning. Good morning. Which friend of show is this?
Richard.
Hey, Richard, welcome to the Rocktagon. Jeets' overall record, 144 wins, 15 losses, currently 7-0.
Yes.
Name is your buzzer. First one to get three right will be your winner today. What major European city has zero stop signs?
Jeets. Zero stop signs. Autobahn, Germany, Berlin.
Berlin is incorrect. Richard.
Stockholm.
Stockholm, good guess. Incorrect. Paris. Paris has zero stop signs in Paris.
Do they have traffic? They got to have traffic lights or something.
I would imagine so. Question number two. The pinna is the outer visible part of what body part?
The pinna. Jeets. The eye.
The eye. Incorrect. Richard.
The root.
I'm sorry, the what?
The root.
The root? Incorrect. It's actually the outer part of the ear. That's what your whole outer part of your ear is,
Richard,
called.
Richard, what part of the body is the root?
My body's
dead. Body part. All right. Question.
Like, I'm sitting there going, I'm doing the head, shoulders, knees and toes. I never say root. I'm just confused.
That's why I asked a second time. Question number three. What drink is called the Green Fairy?
Jeets. It's absinthe.
Absinthe is correct, and absinthe will make you feel like very lightheaded, like a fairy in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you know what? You get all the hype about the absinthe, and it's kind of psychedelic and something. I've had the absinthe.
Yeah?
Never had some outer body psychedelic experience.
You didn't have good absinthe.
I guess I didn't.
Question number four. What was patented in 1794 by Eli Whitney?
Jeets. He did the cotton gin.
Cotton gin is the right answer. Richard, you're way behind. Question number five. What was Cape Kennedy renamed to in 1973?
Richard. Canaveral.
Canaveral is the right answer. Question number six. Who recently was offered $700 million for 3 minutes of work?
$700 million for 3 minutes worth of work.
Five, four.
Richard. Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden is incorrect.
Jenna Jameson.
Jenna Jameson is also incorrect. Those two together may be. Mike Tyson. 3 minutes.
$700
million he had to knock out Jake Paul in a three-minute round. Question number seven. How many toes do ostriches have on each foot?
Jeets.
Richard.
Three.
Three is incorrect. Richard.
Four.
Four is incorrect. Two is the correct answer. Question number eight. This MTV show premiered in September 1998.
Jeets. Was it TRL?
TRL, yeah! For the sweep. Oh, not quite the sweep, but the win, nonetheless.
Total Richard. Request Live.
Carson Daly, correct?
Yeah, the show launched tons of musical superstars.
Well, Richard, it may not have been your best performance, but we do know that you have a root somewhere on your body.
Yeah. Yeah, please don't show it to me.
Oh, whatever, guys. Good day.
Speaking of TRL, they also launched the careers of this band. I believe Nookie was the first TRL Blink Biscuit song.
That was back when MTV was kind of fun, right? Still playing a lot of music, still trying to break bands, and not kind of what it turned into. I thought it was kind of
good. It's not all bad now. I mean, now you got Teen Mom on there, you know what I mean?
My point exactly.
Nothing depressing about that.
That's right. By the way, we'll do this again tomorrow morning. Can You Beat Jeets, 7:35. If you ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeets, they are very easy to find.
Yeah, you'll never believe it, but Terry Boyd has a podcast named after him.
Playing with electricity.
An honor,
got it right.
Honor bestowed by only a few on this entire planet. You can download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's World's Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.